Russian soldiers marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. The show is Word for Word, and this show is for Monday, October the 10th, a High Shabbat, the last great day of the Feast of Tabernacles. So forgive the air conditioning running in the background, but on the day that I am recording for this show, it is blistering hot here. It's up in the 90s, and my main apartment windows face west where the sun is, and it is smoking outside. So I really have to have the air conditioning running. If you hear the fan, you'll have to excuse me. But without it, we'd have a hot time in the old town tonight. And I'm just a little too old to handle that 90 plus heat. So we are on chapter 17 today of the book of Deuteronomy, Ele Devarim. But let's give a credit for the last day of the feast. Sundown last night to sundown tonight, being the 9th and the 10th, would be a high holy day. That is a Shabbat Shabbaton. And it is the last great day. All of the 10th of October is a high Sabbath. You are to do no work. But there is nothing whatsoever about having a nice meal and enjoying the last day of the fall feasts with your family and kinsmen and friends. And I hope you have had a joyous Feast of Tabernacles. I truly, truly do. And may Yahweh bless and keep you for being obedient to His commands and observing His feasts. So, without further ado, let's get into chapter 17 of the book of Deuteronomy. Verse 1, you shall not slaughter, that's slaughter as to sacrifice, to Yahweh Eloheka, any bullock, 7794, or sheep, 7716, in which is any blemish, 3971. Or any harmful or evil, 7451, matter, 1697. Because that is abomination to Yahweh Eloheka. Now, you're supposed to sacrifice the best of what you got without blemish. Verse 2. If there is found among you within any of your gates which Yahweh Eloheka gives you, that's the future cities, man or woman that does wickedness, 7451, in the sight of Yahweh Eloheka, in transgressing, 5674, that's to pass over, to pass beyond, actually, his covenant, 1285, verse 3, and has walked, and in other words, walked in this way of life in service, 5647, to other Elohim, that's false gods, and prostrated to them, either the sun, moon, or any of the host of the sky, which I have not commanded. That's the stars or planets. And verse 3 here, you can reference Exodus chapter 22, verse 20. Okay. Verse 4. And it is reported, 5046, to you, and you have heard, and inquired, 1875, well, 3190, to the fullest, basically. And behold, it is true. The matter is certain. 3559, that means to be established. Such abomination is done in Israel. That's all of Israel. That somebody is doing this. Oh boy. Yahweh is not going to have that. You shall bring forth that man or that woman that has done this thing of wickedness to your gates. That man or that woman, and shall stone them with stones until they die. Idol worship and worship of false gods was a punishment by death. Yahweh commanded that. You can imagine what it would be like today if we would take all these idol worshipers out here, these people worshiping false gods that have come into our lands, and I'm not just speaking about the United States, I'm speaking about all the Israel lands, Great Britain and South Africa, and just wherever, all the places that we are. If we stoned all of them to death. Verse 6. At the mouth of two witnesses or three witnesses shall he that is worthy of death be put to death, but shall not be put to death by the mouth of one witness. Even here with these evildoers, Yahweh is being fair and just. One person might just have something against another person and make a false accusation. But two or three witnesses are required by Yahweh's law for a death penalty. In verse 17:6, which I just quoted, you can reference Numbers 35:30. Deuteronomy 19:15, the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 16, 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 1, 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse 19, book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 28, and verse 7, the hands of the witnesses shall be the first to put him to death. In other words, they will cast those first stones, and the hands of all the people afterward to remove the wickedness from among you. Verse 7, which I just read, you can reference 1 Corinthians 5:13. Verse 8. If there is too hard, 6381, a matter among you for judgment between blood and blood, between cause and cause, and between wound and wound, matters of controversy within your gates, then you shall arise, at 6965, and go up to the place that has been chosen by Yahweh Eloheka, the speaking of the future temple that will be there. And you shall go to the priests of the Lewium and to the judge, 8199, that shall be in those days, and inquire, 1875, and they shall declare to you the matter of judgment. And you shall act upon the words of the matter that are declared to you from the place that has chosen Yahweh and shall observe and do all that they direct you. 3384. Here's the key. Upon the words, 6310, the literal mouth of the Torah, 8451, by which they direct you, and upon the judgment that they say to you, you shall do. You shall not turn aside from the matter that they declare to you to the right hand or to the left. In other words, they would inquire of Yahweh by the Urim and Tummim and quote the Torah of Yahweh by which all are ultimately judged. We will be judged by these words when we face the judgment throne of Yahweh. And for some, that's a pretty scary prospect. Coffee. Verse 12. The man that does presumptuously, 2087, that is Zadon in the Hebrew, and fails or will not or does not, 1115, to listen to the priest that stands as a minister, 8334, there to Yahweh, Eloheka, or to the judge, that man shall die. If he's going to go against Torah, he'll die. You shall remove wickedness from Israel. And here's why. 13. And all the people shall hear and fear, 3372, and not act presumptuously, 2102, that is Zidun, anymore, 5750. They're going to go by the Torah. No ifs, no ands, no doubts, no buts, no arguments. We have to go by this law. Now we're going by man's laws. And what a mess we have. Oh! We have changed the justice system to an injustice system. It is a joke. The innocent are punished and the guilty go free. What do you mean they're punished? Well, they have to hire an expensive attorney. And by the time they get done with all appeals and all this other nonsense, they're dead flat broke. They've lost everything. And they've done nothing wrong. And the criminal gets a light sentence and goes free or is sent to a prison where they have free everything. If you have a murderer, you put him to death. That'd stop a lot of that, and he wouldn't have repeat offenders. You get a rapist, you hang him. You get a child molester, you hang him. No problem. Fooling around with a little kid sexually. Disgusting. Verse 14. When you have come into the land which Yahweh Elohecha gives you, and shall possess it, and shall dwell in it, and shall say, we will set a king over us, like all the nations around us. That's in the future. This is prophecy. Verse 14, reference 1 Samuel 8. Verse 5, that's a prediction and a warning. We wanted to be like all these other nations, all the heathens. Oh, they had kings. Okay. Verse 15, you shall in any wise set a king over you, whom Yahweh Eloheka shall choose from among your kinsmen, 251. Direct racial kin, you shall set a king over you. You may, 3201, not, 3808, set, 5414, a man, 376, of alien race, 5237, that is Nokri in the Hebrew, over you, which is not 3808, your kinsman, as racial kinsman. What have we done here in the United States? We've had several Jews and now a nigger. And we wonder why we are being punished. Verse 16. But he shall not multiply horses for himself, in other words, build up power, nor cause to return the people to Mitzrayim. Well, he's causing us to return to Babylon. And for that reason, 4:6:1:6, he should multiply horses, because Yahweh has said to you, you shall not return that way again anymore. What have they done? They've turned us all the way back into the pagan worship. And we're supporting homosexuality. We're supporting abortion. We're supporting race mixing. We're supporting everything that is exactly the opposite of what Yahweh has taught us in the Torah. And we wondered again why we are being punished. We are tolerating this. Verse 16, you reference 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 28, and 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 16, and chapter 9, verse 28. Verse 17, neither shall he multiply wives, 806, for himself, so that his heart does not turn away from Yahweh. Neither shall he multiply to himself silver and gold. Verse 17 of chapter 17. The first part, you can reference 1 Kings 11, verses 1 through 8. And the second part of it, 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 15, and chapter 9, verse 27. Verse 18, and it shall be when he sits upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write 3789, a copy 4932 of this Torah in a scroll before the priests of the Levium. In other words, he must show that he knows the Torah in order to rule. Verse 19, and it shall be with him, and he shall read it aloud. 71:21, call it out all the days of his life, so that he may learn to revere 3372 Yahweh Elohev, his God, to observe all the words of this Torah and these statutes and do them. Oh, please, these people don't have a clue what's in the scriptures, let alone observe and do them. What if we had a president that actually followed the Bible? When? Which one? None of them ever, from the very beginning. They all became politicians, and a few of them had some pretty good ideas when we first founded this nation. But after that, it went to hell in a handbasket, and it's still going there, more rapidly than ever. Verse 20, so that his heart is not lifted up above his kinsmen. Oh, what politician doesn't think that he's better than the rest of the populace? So that he does not turn aside from the commandments to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may lengthen his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. That sure doesn't apply to our presidents. They drop dead or get assassinated or whatever. while being politically correct and flooding us with illegal immigrants and queers and lesbos and zebra couples all race mixed up, and what a mess. This country's not following Yahweh's laws, brothers and sisters. We're to come out from among them and be separate. I don't give a hoot and holler about the United States of America. I am a citizen of the kingdom of Yahweh. And Yahweh's Torah is what I follow. That's the only thing that is important, is that we, as individuals, it's not by government mandate, we have to have that Torah on our hearts at all times, and on our mouth at all times, and live it at all times, and be an example to our brothers and sisters. Now, the true believers that listen to this program just to get good study material in and learn something, I'm not talking to you. You're already in process of doing all these things, and I praise Yahweh for you. Every day you are a blessing to me, just knowing that you are out there. But I'm talking to the fence sitters. You sort of believe that Yahweh is God, and you've heard all these things, and you're still trying to be in the world. You can't have one foot in the kingdom and one foot in the world. It just won't work. It's you that I am trying to reach. I don't want you to fall off the fence. I want you to jump off that fence right in the middle of Yahweh's word. And do it with joy, not with fear. Oh, I might have to give up some stuff. Yes, praise Yahweh. What will you give up? Just think of what you'll give up and what you'll receive. Well, I have to get rid of my television. That'll upset the kids. Sit their little selves down and teach them scripture, as an Israelite parent should do. No more video games, programming them for Satan's service. Pull them out of that public fool system so they don't come home with some niglet. Homeschool them. Get a group of parents together that are Israelites and form your own homeschool system. Yeah, it's hard. It's difficult. It's inconvenient. We are in the time of Jacob's trouble. Normally, it would be a normal thing to do. But now, society, which is under the prince and power of the air, the adversary, makes it hard on us when we try to obey the laws. That's his wicked ways. And we had one king, David, not David, David. It's a waw, not a vav. The Jews have changed the spelling and pronunciation. Like they pervert everything. Pardon me. We are to be different. Blatantly different. And people will wonder at us. Why do you do this? And then you tell them why. Well, the scripture says. Oh, but isn't that politically incorrect? And people will be upset. They were upset with the Messiah. If we quote the Messiah's words and follow the Messiah's teachings, they will be upset with us. We understand this going out the gate. But this life in these frail temples that we inhabit right now is only a testing ground. People think this is all there is. No, this is nothing. Well, I might lose all my stuff. It's going to burn up. It's hay and stubble. And if you love anything more than Yeshua, Messiah, you're not worthy to be in the kingdom. Not even people. If you love your own family more than his words and teachings, your greatest enemies might be of your own house. But you belong to a greater family, Israelite, whether you are male or female. You belong to the family of Israel in the kingdom of Yahweh, and you have to accept that as your family, even above your blood kindred right now, because you may have family members in your immediate family that are children of hell. Even though they're Israelites, they've gone down the wrong way. And you cannot love them more than you do our Messiah. Scripture tells us this. All Yahweh wants from us is to our very best effort to be obedient. We're not going to make it all the way. Only one was sinless, and that was Yeshua. None of us that preach are sinless. I'm an expert on sin because I was just so good at it for all those years. Know all about it. Oh boy. And he uses people like me that were deserving of death. Under the law. But I've come under the covenant of the blood sacrifice of Yeshua. And his blood covers over all those rotten sins of mine before I became one of his, as it covers over the sins of apostate Israel. He made propitiation on that cross for us. We just have to recognize it and then make a conscientious effort to show fruits worthy of repentance. Fruits worthy of repentance. Change our ways. Follow a new path, Yahweh's path, the straight and narrow path. He's given us a second shot at it. Where on our own we would fail miserably. And these churches out here aren't teaching you that. They're just teaching you if you run up to that altar and make a big public display that you're saved forever. Well, that's not true. You can get saved, but then you have to live it. And if you don't live it, you spit in his face. It takes a change of lifestyle to show repentance. You have to actually be repentant, not just say you're repentant. And therein is the tough part. You know? So, it's an individual, personal decision. That's all I can tell you. It is very hard sometimes, but the rewards are immeasurable. Believe me, they are. Let's get into chapter 18. It shall not be for the priest of the Lewium and all the tribe of Lewi to have a portion or inheritance with Israel. Yahweh was their portion, okay? The offerings made by fire to Yahweh is their inheritance and what they shall eat. That was the reason for those. They eat at his table. In other words, they are set apart among the set apart at that point in time. That has changed. Verse 2. An inheritance they shall not have among their kinsmen. In other words, they were not going to get big portion of land like all the other tribes. Yahweh is their inheritance as he has spoken to them. Now, verse 2, you can reference Numbers chapter 18, verse 20. This shall be the just portion of the priest from the people. Of the slaughterings of sacrifice, whether ox or sheep, they shall give the priest the shoulder and the two cheeks and the stomach. And that's all the meat up underneath, you know, all the ribs and all of that stuff, the good stuff. Premium cuts. Verse 4. The first fruits of your grain and of your new wine and of your fresh oil and the first of the fleece, 1488, of your flocks, you shall give them. Because has chosen them, Yahweh Eloheka, from all your tribes to stand and minister in the name of Yahweh, they and their sons for all the days. Okay, now all the days, you know, forever, really means for a very long time. And in Yahshua's day, the priesthood was no longer of the sons of Aharon. It had become infested and infiltrated by the Edomites who were teaching Babylonian Talmudism and not the Torah. So, before he was crucified, he removed that priesthood from them and put it under the order of Melchizedek. That's Melchizedek, if you want to pronounce it the English way. That means the King of Righteousness, and Yahshua himself is the King of Righteousness, and he is our high priest. And it is priesthood by an oath to stay within the bounds of the Torah of Yahweh. There's the new priesthood, and it is not of the sons of Aharon, because they lost it, being so infiltrated and marrying among other women, they didn't obey the covenant and they lost the priesthood. The same way Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, lost his birthright by having sex with one of the concubines of his father. He lost that birthright. Same way Esau despised his birthright and sold it to Jacob Israel. They committed the same sins. Therefore, it was taken away from them. Because most of the priests at that point were part Edomite. They were Edomites. And they had that satanic seed line within them. And they, therefore, wanted Yahshua dead because he exposed them. The same way the Jews want us dead today because we expose them. We are causing people to question. We are causing people to research. We're causing people to actually read the scripture for themselves. Oh, horrors! How terrible is that? That's horrible. I tell you plainly, don't take everything I say as truth. Look it up. I'm giving you chapter and verse and Strong's numbers. I want you to doubt me. I want you to read everything I'm telling you for yourself. And it will imprint upon your brain and upon your heart. I am only a man. I might be shining you on. Like all these other preachers that you distrust. Don't trust me. Trust the Torah. Trust Yahweh's word. But I think you'll find if you read for yourself that I'm giving it to you straight. And that upsets a lot of people right there that I get on here and run my face and just give straight gospel and back it up. Sometimes I even read out of the Hebrew. If it's a particularly difficult passage and needs clarification, I will do that. So they can't say the Hebrew doesn't say that. That's what this is about. The show is called Word for Word. It's not the Pastor Steve show. It's Word for Word. Because I'm reading you the gospel word for word. And after a lot of this stuff, I'm giving you Strong's numbers. And if you miss it, you can get it on the download. My stuff is listed through the main page of Eurofolk Radio under radio shows. And you click on that and it'll give you a big long drop down list of radio shows. And you go to word for word down toward the bottom. And you can download all the archives. You can get it off of David James' website. You can get it on YouTube. You can get it on Yahweh's Followers. You can get it on Anglo-Saxon Israel. Downloads are hot and heavy because people want to archive this. They're saving all the shows for their personal use. Because there's so much in these shows as far as information, they can't write it down fast enough. I have a time limit of an hour with the intro music and the outro music. And I have to comment. So I can't go too slow, but I also don't want to go too fast. I want you to think about what I'm saying as I'm saying with it. That's the whole deal. Let's get back to chapter 18, verse 6. Because if comes a Levi from one of your gates, from all Israel, that he sojourned there, they were all over the place, all the towns had a Levite, and comes with all the desire, 185, of his being, 5315, to the place that has chosen Yahweh, then he shall minister in the name of Yahweh Elohev, and that means Elohev is 430, and it, in that tense it means his God, as all his kindred, the Levium, which stand there before Yahweh. A Levite is a Levite. Like portions, 2506 doubled, for emphasis, they shall eat besides what comes from the sale. 4465 of patrimonies. Okay, that is one under as above. And that meaning is unclear. We don't know what they're talking about there. We've never been able to figure that out. But that's what the Hebrew says. That sale of patrimonies is not clear. So I'm not going to say I understand it when I don't. And nobody else does either. That's why the big note right there. Verse 9. When you have come into the land which Yahweh Elohecha gives you, you shall not learn, that's 3925, to do the abominations, 8441, of those nations. They all were pagans. Verse 10, there shall not be found among you any that pass through 5674, his son or daughter, the fire, or that practice 7080 divination 7081, or a soothsayer 6049, or an enchanter 5172, or a sorcerer 3784, which Bileam was. He was a sorcerer. When I talk about passing through his son or a daughter to the fire, they threw them in the fire as a sacrifice to Molech. They're talking about Molech worship there. Verse 11, or a charmer, 2266, of spells, 2267, or a consulter, 7592, by necromancy, 178, of a familiar spirit, 3049, one who inquires, 1875, of the dead, 4191, because the dead weren't speaking to them. They would get an evil spirit that would speak to them and give them evil advice. So, it's like these seance people today in Ouija boards and stuff. You're not going to speak to your dead relative. They're sleeping in the dust. You're going to speak to some fallen angel that doesn't have a body anymore. So be warned about that nonsense. For an abomination to Yahweh are all that do these things, and that because of these abominations, Yahweh Eloheka drives them out from before you. That's all these pagan Canaanite nations. They were all evil worshipers. Verse 13. You shall be blameless, 8549, with Yahweh Eloheka. Not perfect, blameless. That's they put perfect in there. Nobody's perfect but Yeshua. But you'll be blameless. Your behavior will be blameless behavior because you obey the Torah. And verse 18, you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 48. Because these nations, which you shall dispossess, listen to soothsayers and practice divination, but as for you, Yahweh Eloheka has not allowed you so. Verse 15. Now this is Moshe speaking, giving these commandments, so you will understand part of this verse. A prophet from the midst of you, of your racial kindred, like unto me, spoke Moshe speaking of himself, that's 3644, will raise up, 6965, to you, Yahweh Eloheka. To him you shall listen. Now that's going to be Yeshua, son of Nun. He's going to take them over into the promised land, and they're going to fear him like they feared Moshe. Now that all will come up. That's in future text, which I will read to you, and I will remind you when we get to that. Verse 16. According to all you shall ask from Yahweh Eloheka in Koreb in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not again hear the voice of Yahweh Elohev, neither let me see the great fire anymore, that I not die. Verse 17. And said Yahweh to me, they have done well by that they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their racial kinsmen, like to you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. Now what we're talking about is a replacement for Moshe. Moshe knows he's going to be taken once he gets to view that promised land. And he's going to be replaced, which he asked Yahweh for because he cared about the people. He didn't just want to leave. He said, look, don't just leave them hanging. Please pick someone holy that will minister to our people. I know you're going to take me. I deserve it. You are just. Pick someone, please. And it shall be, whoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will exact it from him. 1875. Now, chapter 18, verse 19, you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 23. And 1875, Edirosh, the exactit, has a concept of avenge. Verse 20, here's a warning. But a prophet who presumes, 2102, to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other Elohim, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your mind, how shall we know the word which Yahweh has not spoken? Verse 22, when a prophet speaks in the name of Yahweh, if the thing does not come to be, that is the thing that Yahweh has not spoken. And the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, 2087, you shall not fear him. That's 1481, Tagore, as strange words from a stranger. And that ends chapter 18. He's going to pick Yahshua, son of Nun. That's coming up. And after the book of Deuteronomy is over, it will be the book of Yahshua. And that will be the story of how they went over into the promised land. But this one's going to end when Moshe is taken. And Yahweh will bury him, and no one will know where. He's just not going to come back. Yahweh didn't want anybody to know where he was. His choice. He's Yahweh. But he's warned us about false prophets. What have we got? All these prophets today. And, oh, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen on such and such a date. And it doesn't come to pass. It doesn't happen. They're blowing smoke, folks. They want you to send them money, folks. It's a game for gain. That's what it is. You're not going to get the true gospel from Talmud vision. Those guys are hustlers. They're rich men off of suckers that believe every word. They are tickling the ears of the ignorant. They are speaking political correctness for profit. They're following the official Jewish party line. They are not giving you the hardcore gospel. What they don't tell you is far more than what they do tell you. They hand you a big line and they put a little bit of truth in there mixed with a whole big bundle full of lies, and they milk you for your money. And these prophets and so-called pastors and preachers are going to pay a horrendous price for the sin that they are committing. You can be pretty sure that if they're asking you for money, you better watch out. I don't need your money. Yahweh provides everything to me that I need. Yahweh is my sustenance and my inheritance, just like the Levites. Even though I am not a Levite, I am of the tribe of Yehuda. I am of Germanic and Scottish descent, both of which are Yahudim, those who praise Yah. That is my lineage. I am of the same lineage as Yeshua Messiah. He was of Yehuda. King David was of Yehuda. The only righteous king that Israel had. I am proud to be of that bloodline. It fills my heart that I am of such distinguished lineage. People keep confusing the tribe of Yehuda. They pronounce it Judah, which is not its name. It is Yahuda. Yah is praised. Yahweh is praised. That is his name. It's not Yehuda. It's Yahuda. It's two words put together for a name. It has nothing to do with Jews. I don't have any Jews or monkeys in my family tree. No. Nowhere. But I am of the tribe of Yehuda, which is not Jewry. People get that confused. Oh, the Judahites, they were the Jews. No. The Edomites are the Jews, not the Yehudim. They claim to be of Yehuda, but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Read Book of Revelations. They try to steal my birthright. I'm not giving it to them. The Jews are not of Yehuda, and the Yehudim, those who praise Yah, are not Jews. We are purebred. Purebred, purebred, purebred. There are no Mamzers among us. And the Edomite Jews are Mamzers. They are mixed blood. Deuteronomy 23, verse 2, shall not come a Mamzer into the congregation of Yahweh, even unto the generation of the tenth, shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. A Mamzer is a mixed breed or a mongrel individual. A lot of the Jews have bred with white people because the white people were ignorant and bred with them, and they have changed their physical appearance from the hook-nosed Hittites, and they are your hidden Jews that infest our society in Hollywood primarily. The Hollywood producers don't show you a real swarthy, kinky-haired, hook-nosed Jew. They show you someone like Brad Pitt, who is a Jew. What? Brad Pitt? Oh, surprise! My, my, my. Brad Pitt's a Jew. You wonder, you know, look what he married, and they adopted some kind of mutt from over in Africa. Angelina Jolie, she's a little swarthy mixed breed. Shows her body all over like a whore. Hollywood, Hollywood, Hollywood Jews. They put the Jews on the silver screen. Edgar G. Robinson played all the Italian mobster parts. What an Italian mobster? He's a Jew and a communist. Commie Jew at that. Franklin Delano Rosenfeld, one of our presidents, the Jew. Harry Truman, whose birth name was Solomon Schifrin, and he changed it to Harry Truman, he was a Jew. Woodrow Wilson, look at the schnoz on Woodrow Wilson, he was a Jew. Theodore Rosenfeld was a Jew. I don't know what Barack Obama is. He's such a racial soup that it's hard to... He's an eggplant, whatever he is. And he might be related to the Bush family because he's got jug ears just like the other one. But... they have dead Jewish... We had a bunch of Jewish presidents. How do you think all these laws have been passed? And congressmen, Congress is infested with Jews. And those that are not actual Jews are shills for the Jews. They're part and parcel to the whole ball of wax, folks. And who are the Jews? They are of the seed of Edom, who married in with the Hittites. They are Khazars from Russia who mingled, all the Canaanites, and they all mingled with the seed of Cain, who was not Adam's son, but son of the Nakash by Eve, Chawa. And that seed line has disappeared as a distinct people because they're so spread out among modern Jewry. And that's why Yeshua said, you are of your father the devil, and your father's works you do. He called them out. John the Baptist says, you generations of vipers, you race of vipers, is what he called them. Show fruits worthy of repentance. And they can't. It's not in them. They don't have the genetic disposition to follow Yahweh. They follow their genetic parental line. All the way back to the Garden of Eden. When Eve got pregnant by the Nakash, the whisperer of spells. A fallen angel. And that satanic seed line has perpetuated itself. And Yahweh said, your seed and the seed of the woman will be enmity between them. And you will bruise his heel, in other words, striking behind us from the dust, biting us in the heel, following us wherever we make our civilizations. And they will crush your head. And that final head crushing is going to be when Yeshua Messiah returns. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. It tells you what happens when he comes back. And it's not going to be a bake sale for the Jews or contributions to Israel, which is a lie. We are not even to be over there now. We are to be in dispersion among all the white Israelite nations, which we are. So that bandit state is a state of Israel lie. Jew lie. Well, we're coming down the end here, folks. And I'll be back to you tomorrow on the 11th. And the Feast of Tabernacles will end at sundown tonight on the 10th. And I hope you had a blessed feast. May Yahweh bless and keep you, and Shalom Aleichem until tomorrow.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.